Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to the Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Shita of Ish Lakish, who says that even according to Yirmiyah, he agrees that im mefaglim b'chatzi mati. And the only reason why he holds as pigle is only because kol ha'oisa adat yishenu ha'oisa. But otherwise, Yirmiyah agrees to the Rabbanon that im mefaglim b'chatzi mati. Says the Gemara, Kasha, Meisvei, Bamed Vom Amuin, Digmo Bigzana Breise, from a Tesefta in Zvochim Perik Dalid, Bamed Vom Amuin, Bedomim Anitonim Al Mizbeach Achitzoin, Avol Bdomim Anitonin Al Mizbeach Apnimi, Kogoin, Arboim Vesholi Shilim Akipurim, the Mem Gimel Azois of Yin Kippur, and so too the Yud Aleph of the Pakoim Moshiach, and the Yud Aleph of the Pailon Dovah Shel Tzibu, if you mefagel, says the Breise, Bein Bo Yishoino, Bein Bishnio, Bein Bishlishis, it may all this piggle. Memele asks the Gemara is mashma that even if it was mefagel only later in the second set of the Azoyas, is also a piggle, must be Remeh holds that mefagelim mechatzi mati. Now the Chachomim in this Breise say, the Chachomim oimrim, ein boi koyis at sheifagel b'chol amati. There's no koyis on these korbonos until you mefagel in the whole mati. The Lechoyah, the mashmos of the Breise is mashma, that according to the Rabbonon, in order there should be a chalois of pigul, they have to be mefagel in all the mem gimel hazois of Yom Kippur, and in all the yud aleph of the Pakoi Moshiach, and the yud aleph, the 11 of the Pa'inab Dovah Shel Tzibu. Only then the Chachomim hold this chorus, because otherwise there's a problem of imefaglim b'chatzi mati. This is the pashtus mashmos of the Be'ese. But says the Chazanish, in Simon Yud Beis, if got involved, that Be'emes is another halacha. Because the Mem Gimel Azois, the 43 Azois, which the Breiser says this takes place on Yom Kippur, is Be'emes a Cheshbin of the Azois of the Par and the Azois of the Soy together. Together, they have a Azois, they have a number of 43 Azois, according to this Madoma. Later on we'll see that it'll depend if Marvin Lekronos, it could be there's 43 or 44, and the Gemara says later on 47 and 48, if you all try Ma'akvi. Al Kaponim, the Shia, the 43 Azois is made up of two different korbanos. There's the korban of the par, which has his Azois, and there's a korban of the soy, and only later on the ma'arvin, if you have ma'arvin lekronos, or ma'arvin letiaroi. But al kaponim, there's two separate korbanos going on over here. Memela says the Chazanish, in order for the Rabbanon to hold the mefaglin, that it should be a chalois of pigul b'chol amati, it will be enough if the Kohen is going to be Mechashev and Mechsheves Pigel by 27 of the Azois, which this itself is enough for the Pigel in the Par or a Pigel in the Soy. And if his Mefagel B'chov Zayin Azois, the 7 in the Flavi Lefnim and the 8 L'Achzamay L'Vesheve L'Mato in the Periches, and so too on the Periches, on the Mizbeach, and on the Tiaroi, which is 27 of the Par and 27 of the Soy, then it will be enough to be called Hazois B'chol Amati, and you don't have to have a Hazoi and a Machsheves Pigel in all the 43 of Yom Kippur. This is what the Chazanish Taina Zechir, even though the Pashtus of the Gemara will be Mashma, they have to have all the Machshava about all the 43, but says the Chazanish, there's two separate Korbanos over here. There's the Par and there's the Soy, Memila, you don't have to have the Kol Hamati, is not by all the 43, even on the Cheshbon of 27 Azois, there's already enough to make a Machshava Spigul. But later on we'll discuss, we'll see later on in Membeis and Membeis, from Reb Chaim Briske, which is quoted in Chidush Agrach HaSholem, in Menoches Tezayin and Membeis, that it's Mefurish in Reb Chaim that he took on not like the Chazanish, and he holds that the Akrova on the Par and the Akrova on the Soy on Yom Kippur is Be'emes looked upon like one big Akrova, and the Mati, in order to have a Machshoves Pigel, has to be done by all the 43 Azois. And it's, we can't go and say that if you had a Machshoves Pigel by 27, because the Par is counted by itself and the Soy is counted by itself. But the Akrova of the Par and the Soy together is one big Akrova, since they both needed La'avodas Hayoim. And we find also that it's Ma'arvin, you mix up the blood, Banikronis or Banitiari. Al Kaponim, you see that there is one akrovah being done together, and the Chaim explains later, we'll see that if you do a pigle during one of the korbanos, then you have to start again, even from the par, since the soy and the par are interconnected, there's one big akrovah, and only according to the Rabbanon, who hold Emefagli Mechatzimati, and there's no Isadas Machshavu Yishino, then you have to have a pigle in all the 43 Azores, like it's mashmar in the Pashtas Abreisa, and not like the Chazanish Tukon, that you can split the par by itself and the soy by itself. You see, a koponimah, you say this thing in Machlekes, if the Kol HaMatir, which Rachomim say, does this mean all the 43 Azores, or we can look at the par and the soy separately? Moving further on in the Gemara, Omar Bitzchok Ba'ovin, the Gemara answers this question, which the Gemara asks on the Shlokish. Says the Bitzchok Ba'ovin, the Bereisa, which says, that you can be mefagel, bein berishayno, bein mishnir, bein mishlishis, is means, ocha b'maizkino, kagoshe pigil, b'shchita, dechad matihu. We're talking about a case where it's nishpach adam, like Rashi explains, and we did two separate shchitas for different porim, for the Payin Abdova Shel Tzibro, and for the Pakoy Moshiach, and so too for the Payin Makipurim, there were different shchitas, and each shchita is called a mati sholim, and the mele, even according to the mayor, you could be mefagel, b'shas the shchita. Now, as we said, the Breisa is not just discussing the par of Yom Kippur, and the par and the soy of Yom Kippur, which needs mem gimel azoris. It is also discussing the Yud Aleph azoris of the Pakoy Moshiach, and the Yud Aleph azoris of the Payin Abdova Shel Tzibro, which also need to have two sets of azoris, one on the periches, and one on the Mizbech Hazov. And the Gemara's Teretz, which says, Pigel b'shchita dechad mateu, is referring also to these korbanos. That these also, we're talking about a case where Nishpach Adam, and he brought two separate poem for these korbanos. Says the Keren Ura, at the end of Tisus, Deva Maschil Kegoin, that you see Mefurish in our Gemara, a Chidush Din, which we don't find anywhere else, that the Aloha, which we find always in the Gemara in Yuma, that you can split up the Hazoyes of Yom Kippur. Each set can be brought with a different par, and if it's Nishpach Adam, we start from the next set according to the Rabbonon, and according to the Blos of Reb Shimon, Mimbokim Sheposak, Mishomu Maschil, like the Gemara says soon. This is not just halacha in the din of your par of Yom Kippurim. It's not just halacha in the Azoyis of the Mem Gimel Azoyis of Yom Kippur. Also, the other poem are Pnimiyos, which also have two sets of Azoyis, but them also, you can go and split each set of Azoya from a different korban, from a different par. And says the Keren Ura, so too Reb Loza v'Reb Shimon, who hold Mimokim Sheposak Mishomu Maschil, and you can look at each Azoya separately, then they hold the same din by Payin Abdova Shel Tzibro also, that if it's Nishpach Adam, you can bring a new korban for the Payin Abdova Shel Tzibro, and this machlekes is not just a machlekes in Yuma by Yom Kippur, but it is also a machlekes in any power of the poem apnimiois, like Payin Abdova Shel Tzibro and the Pakoy Moshiach, like it's Mavur in our Gemara, Chidush Halacha. Now, Behemoth, this Halacha we find, the Shagisari says this in Gvur Sari, in Yuma, Samach Aleph Amed Aleph, he makes a point and he says that this Halacha of Dalit poem is not just by Yom Kippur, but so too by the Payin Abdova Shel Tzibro also, you can bring two poem, one for the Matonis of the Pnim, and one for the Matonis of the Mizbeach, and there also is going to be Machlikas, Rabbonon and the Blos of Reb Shimon, like the Keren Uri says from our Sugya. But the Biskirov, earlier in Lametesim at base, he asks that Lechira, Misvore, we would say, place there's a big mockim to go me Mechalik, to go and say that the din which we find by Yom Kippur cannot be applied to other korbanos of the poem Apnimius. Because Bemes by Yom Kippur, the korban itself, its Hazoyes, is enough, each set by itself is enough for the Heksha HaKorban. The par itself, if it's done, the Zrika of the Bein Abadim, it is enough for a Zrika of the par of Yom Kippur to give it a Heksha. The reason why you have to continue on and do other Azois of the Periches, and the Mizbeach, and the Tiaroi, and Shvich HaShiraim if it's Ma'akiv, this is all Halachos in Avodas HaYoim. The Avodas HaYoim is Mechayiv. The Avodah of Yom Kippur is Mechayiv, a whole procedure and a whole Seder of the Avodahs of the different Hazoris making up the 43 Hazoris of Yom Kippur. Memela, since on Yom Kippur, Be'emes, each set is enough for the Heksha of the Korban, if it's Nishpach Adam, you could go and bring a new par, and we can go and have a tziruf of all the Mem Gimel Azoyis of Yom Kippur through many different parim. Masha'inkin lepain Abdovel Shel Tzibu, over there, lechoyer, the Yud Aleph Azoyis, it's no Sheikhis Avoidas Ayoim, there's no day which is Mechayev, certain kind of Avoidah. The reason why he has to have 11 Azoyis is Halocha Mitzad Ika Hechsha Korban. The Korban needs this amount of Azoyis. And just like you can't split up other Korbanos and bring different poem for different Azoyis, so too in the poem Apnimiois, in the Chatoyis Apnimiois, since all the Azoyis are needed for the Hechsha Korban, there's no possibility to go and bring different Korbanos and different poem if it's Nishpach Adam. Now, Be'emes, this is what the Biskayov Tainas Misvoyer on the Svoyer of the Shagasayo the Gvus Hari. But as we said, the Kerenori points out that from our Gemara is Lechere Mavur Mefurish, that the Pigel Bein Bereshino Bein Mishnio Bein Mishlishis is referring to the Parinam Dovah Shel Tzibur also. And on that also we have the Gemara's Teretz, that is the Shchita according to Remeir, which is a Chad Mati, is in the case where it was Nishpach Adam, where we bought two separate Korbanos for the Parinam Dovah Shel Tzibur also. Lechere this Mefurish in the Gemara, like the Svoyer, the Din of the Aloch of the Gvur Sari. Masha'inkin according to Tosis Pshat, which we'll see soon in Tosfos Ramaschil Kegoyin Shepigel B'Shchita, according to the Rashbam, there'll be no raya from our Gemara that there's a din that he could bring two separate poem for the halacha of the Parinam Dovah Shel Tzibur, and the Melech can say still like the Biskayov Misvor. So too the Gemara Nomad Beis, we'll see soon, is also Lechoy discussing the Parinam Dovah Shel Tzibur, but according to the Tzvim Halchim in Tosfos later, it could be the Gemara is only discussing the Parinam Yom HaKippurim by the Sugya of Maya Ba'alma with the Komodi. But Emes, we find besides the Biskayov who asks this Misvorah, the Chazanish in Yuma, in Erechayim, Simukuv Chavov, at the end of Sivkot and Lamentes, so too Rebbein Kotler, Mishnah Sebarin, Simen Yud Gimel Oitz Dalet, at the end, in the brackets, he says also Misvorah Bipshitas, that we don't find anywhere in Shas, this halacha of Tzirf Porim, besides by Yom Kippur. Only in Kippur we find this idea that if Nishpach Adam we can make up the 43 Azoyis with separate Purim, and they say Misvora, it does not apply to any other of Chatois Apnimius. And it's Chayyah Shver why the Nomoyah from our Gemara, like the Kerenoyah's Medayak from our Sugya, that it's Lechayyah Mefurish, like the Aloch of the Gvur Sari, that we could have this Tzirf Purim even by Payanem Dov Shel Tzibu, and not just by the Din of Yom Kippur, and not like the Taina of these Achrenim Al Kaponim. However, you say this thing of Machlekes, in the Achrenim, if the Halacha of Tzirf Purim is only applicable on Yom Kippur, where the Tzirf Hazoyis are for Avidas Hayoim, or we can, any time we have separate sets of Hazoyis, we can bring different Purim for each set, and according to Blazer Reb Shimon, for each Hazoyah itself, Mimokish Posak, Mishomu Maschil, or you say this thing of Machlikas in Achrinim, and Lechir the Zariah from Al Gemara, Al Koponim, according to Rashi's Mahalach. Now, Toysvus, in Diva Maschil Kagoin, brings down a new Pshat from Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel, who says, Pshat in the Gemara is not like Rashi, who learns that we're talking about different poem, and we did that from Pigel Bashas Shchita. The Gemara means that you're Mechashiv, Beshas the Shchita on the Zrikas Rishoinois of Bein Abadim, or Yom Mechashe Beshas the Shchita on the Shniois of Matanis Ahechol, or Beshas the Shchita on the Mizbeach, and this is what the Gemara means, Bein Bo Rishoino, Bein Bishnio, Bein Bishlishis. Now, Lechoyer, it's Mavuin Toysfus, a Chiddush Halocha, which also we don't find anywhere else. We find normally in the Halocha of Pigel, there's a din that you mechashev b'shas one avodah onto the other avodah. We need to have achilas odom, achilas mizbeach, like the Gemara says in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And we find always that you can be mechashev and mechsheves pigel on zrikas. Now normally the zrika which we find is zrikas on the mizbeach. Over here in Tosfos, in Rabbeinu Shmuel's pshat in the Gemara, is mefurish shel chiddush halacha, that we nis machshove of pigel on zrika is not just a zrika on the mizbeach, it is also on Negea, if we're Mechashe B'Shash Shchita, onto the Zrika of the Pereiches, and the Zrika of the Bein Abadim. Asks the Oilas Shloimer, that L'Choyer, since the Gemara explains earlier in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the Machshoves, which work B'Shash the Avoidois, are only on Achilas Odom, or Achilas Mizbeach, and this is the Gemara also earlier in Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, that if you mechashev on achilas porim usri fosom on the din which is seyif the porim chutz lemachane is einu klum, there's no machshove because the seyifa is not on the mizbeach and there's no achilas mizbeach since the seyifa is chutz lemachane. Says the Ilah Shleimi Yisifum over here that the only way you can have a machshev is pigel is only if you mechashev on achilas odom or achilas mizbeach. Memeila lechayu have to understand bishleim the zrika which is done on the mizbeach. Also, as a locher of achilas mizbeach, mashenkein the zrika which is on the pereches or the bein abadim, lechira where is the kiyum of achilas mizbeach? Why is this different than the locher of achilas poyim usreifosom, which the sreifa is chutz lamachane? It says no achilas mizbeach. Lechira the zrika on the bein abadim on the pereches is also no achilas mizbeach. How can Tosfos say that it is possible to go be mechashiv b'shas the shchita onto these zrikas? The chayyur is missing in the Tanai of the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, so we need achilas mizbeach. Answer Zoylat Shleima, that Bal Kolchach, which we see in the Gemara, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, so we need to have achilas mizbeach, the word achilas mizbeach is lav dafke, the ikka idea mechuvin which we need is achilas govoya, which Tosfos explains earlier in Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, that every achilas mizbeach, be'emes is called achilas govoya. And the Mela, a Bein Abadim also, even though there's no Mizbeach over there, but it's also called Achilas Gavoya, since it's done inside the Beis HaMikdosh, inside the Fnai V'lifnim, so to the Pereches is done Bifnim, this is also included in Achilas Gavoya. Masha'inke in the Serif Asporim and Achilosom, which is done outside Chutz Lamachane, since it's done Chutz Lamachane, this is not enough to be called Achilas Gavoya, even though there's Bemis no Tanai of Achilas Mizbeach. A chidush of the Ilah Shlema takes out from our Tosfos. The Biskerov over here explains that l'chayyur we can be mazbe this shita of Rabbeinu Shmuel, that like, can be mechashiv a zrika of Bein Abadim, even though it's not achilas mizbeach. Al pi what Reb Chaim Brisker says a few places, that Reb Chaim was miyased a chidush din, and he says, even though we find in the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Beis that the halacha of pigel only works on achilas odom and achilas mizbeach, but the din which we find that it can be mechashiv a machshava on avidas hazrika over there, it is not mitzad the halacha of achilas mizbeach. It is a new halacha that you can be mechashiv mitzad the avida itself of the avidas hazrika, and it's not mitzad the achila sheboy. The reason why machshava works on zrika is not mitzad the achilas mizbeach. It's a din, mitzad the avidas hazrika alone is enough to go mimechashiv. And Reb Chaim earlier in that Chav Zayin Omid Beis explained, this is a pshat in the Gemara over there, the Gemara says, that hazrika shalei bimkoymoy ke bimkoymoy domi, but it's not enough to go mimati the boso ba'achila if you do the zrika in not in the right place. And the Gemara over there says, that since zrika is not mati ba'achila, so too, you cannot be mechashiv and machsheves pigel on a zrika shalei bim koimoi, if the koyin is mechashiv b'shas a different avoida onto a zrika shalei bim koimoi, since this zrika has not got the koyach to be mati the boss of achila, it is not enough of a zrika to go and be mechashiv on it. Now we have to understand. Normally you have to understand what the Gemara mean. L'chayra and l'chanami the zrika is not mati the boss of achila, and it is missing in the koyach of the zrika since it was done shalei bim koimoi. But why is this a chisorin in the halacha of machsheves pigel on the avidas hazrika? L'chayyur, the avidas hazrika is working because you'll be mechashev on achilas mizbeach. And the zrika, at the end of the day, is being done by mizbeach. What is the difference if this zrika has halacha of shaloi bim koymoi and it's missing in avidas hazrika? Says Reb Chaim, you see from over here, that the machshava which is working on the zrika is not mitzad halacha of achilas mizbeach. Because in that taka, there's no difference whether the koyach of the zrika is enough to be mati or not. The reason why you can be mechashiv on the mizbeach, on the zrika, is only mitzad the avoida of the zrika. And therefore, if there's something missing in the avoida of the zrika, because it's not mati the boss of achila, then we cannot be mechashiv, b'shas a different avoida, onto the avoidas hazrika. This is how Reb Chaim explains from the Gemara Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and also too earlier in the Gemara Tes Amud Beis, in the sugya of mechashvim me'avido la'avido, also he explains that the reason why there's a machshava is because the avoida as hazrika and not mitzad halacha of achilas mizbeach. So too similarly, the stipler in Simchof Aleph, he also explains that be'emes dam is not like a aktoria on the mizbeach, which is a kium halacha of achilas mizbeach. By Aktoras Imuim, we understand there's a Achila going on. It becomes Lachmo Yishel Mizbeach, like we see later on in Daf Mem Gimel. But Mashin came by Dam. Dam is not an Aktora, and L'chaya, there's no Mitzias of a Srefer, and L'chaya, it's hard to understand that Dam is a Loch of Achilas Mizbeach. The Stipe also explains that the Dam, the Aktora, the reason why it can be Mechashev is Mitzad the Avoida of the Zrika of the Dam, like he says over there in Simon Chof Aleph, we said earlier from Reb Chaim also. So says Reb Skirova, Koponim, Akunidis, Yisoid of Reb Chaim, that the reason why you can be Mechashev on Zrika is not Mitzad the Achilas Mizbeach Sheboy, but it's Mitzad the Avoida Sazrika. Then it's very understand, we can understand very well why the Rashbam over here holds you can be Mechashev in any Avoida Sazrika. We don't need a Zrika on the Mizbeach, because we don't need Achilas Mizbeach. We need a halacha of avoda of a zrika, and any avoda of a zrika is enough, even if it's avoda of a zrika of a bin abadim, or it's avoda of a zrika of a pereches, since the machshavas pigel is not working mitzad halacha of avidas mizbeach, of achilas mizbeach. It's working mitzad a new din that you can be mechashe b'shas avidas azrika. This is the yisoid of Reb Chaim, works, how machshavas pigel works by zrika, which is explained very well in Tosfos by us, why you can be mechashiv on other avodas, other zrikas, which is not done on the mizbeach. Gemara further on, later in the Omid, the Gemara comes to on the maskana, that pshat in the b'raisa of pigel bein b'rishayno, bein b'shneo, bein b'shlishis, says Rav Ashi, means, kagoin she pigel b'rishayno, u b'shneo, u b'shlishis, and ma'u de teimer, yisal kadaitoch, kolo isa adas yishayno, yisa, mehade pigule b'chol chod v'chod elomali, of now Tosfos in the Ramaschal Kegoyim Shepigel Borishayno has a arichus, a discussion over here. How do we look at the sets of Azois? The set of Ben Abadim is its own, and the set of Pareches is on its own. Do we say that the Kronois and the Tiaroi are called one set of Azois and you bring one par? And according to the Rabbonon, if it's Nishpach Adam, we have to restart already from the Kronos? Or do we say that the Kronos and the Tiaroi are two separate sets of Azoyes, and we're bringing two separate Purim, and this makes Nafkimin in the Taichin the Gemara? And Tosfos in the end comes to and says that the Halacha of Kronos and Tiaroi Bemis is one set of Azoyes, and we bring only one pair, and according to the Rabbonon, we restart from the Kronos. And here we're talking about a case, says Tosfos, that he was Mefagil in all of them, in all the three sets. And the reason why it's still a chatzimate, according to the Rabbonon, is because of the shvicha shiraim which is needed. And the Brais is going to demand oma, shvicha shiraim ma'akif. Memela says Tosfos, the fourth par which is brought over here, is brought for the shvicha shiraim, because the old shvicha shiraim is ma'akif. Memela, he brings a fourth par in order to be able to do shvicha shiraim, which is ma'akif, for the hechsher of these korbonis. Now, Bemis is a very elementary question here, which the Shittim Mekubetzes asks on Omid Beis, in Ois Gimel, that if this is the Malach in the Gemara, that the fourth par is being brought for the Shvicha Shiraim, L'chir we have to understand, how is this dam, after the Shechita of the par, being a Chalois Shiraim, to do a Shvicha Shiraim? In order that the dam should become Shiraim, he has to have some kind of Zrika to be done first, in order that he should become a Shiraim. L'chir, straight after the Shechita, we cannot take all this dam and do a Shvichas Shiraim, because what is Chal, how is Chal the Shem Shiraim on this dam? The dam is not yet Shiraim if there's no Zrika being done from this par. Mamela, how is it possible to be able to bring a par only for Shvichas Shiraim? Says the Shittim Mekubetzes that the Kohen, after shechting this par, he went and did one Zrika al Tiar Yishal Mizbeach. And the purpose of this Zrika was just in order to be Mechal a Chalois Shiraim on the rest of the dam, in order to be Mekayim la Halacha of Shvicha Shiraim, which is Ma'akif. Now, Reberil Soloveitchik in his Shurim, Shuri Agreed, he asks that L'chir is a big Chiddush, that is a possibility to be able to do such a kind of Zrika. Bishloimer, if we'll start again and do all the Zrikas on the Mizbeach, in order to make the Shvicha Shiraim, that we find later on in the Gemara, Nun Beis Amid Beis, that a person can do such a kind of thing, a person can go and make such a kind of Zrika, to redo the Zrikas in order to make Shiraim. But the Shittim HaKubetzah says over here, that all he's doing, he's only making one Zrika, He's making one zrika al tiaroi, and the whole purpose of this zrika is only to make a shvicha shirayim. Like, you have to understand the gedder of this zrika, that a zrika can be done only for one matara, only for one purpose, in order to create shirayim. Like, if there's no necessity for the zrika, then the zrika is nothing. The zrika is just spitting blood on the mizbeach, which hasn't got a teirah zrika. How is this enough to go and be meichel al chaloi shirayim on the rest of the dam? The Keren Ora, over here in the Tosfos, he also asks from himself, he asks this kasha, how could you bring a par, a fourth par, just for Shirayim? And says the Keren Ora L'chura, he's going to have to restart all the way from the Mizbeach again. And asks the Keren Ora L'chura, if he restarts from the Mizbeach, then the par which he brought before, which he has already brought for the Mizbeach, L'chura came out that that par was totally superfluous. He doesn't need it anymore. Because he restarted again from this par, and this is the Chaloi Zrika, which is working from the Mizbeach, and it comes out that that par wasn't, there was no purpose for the Havoah of that par, which is Shver from our Gemara, which is Mavur, that the par itself was a kosher al kaponim for the Zrikas on the Mizbeach. But says the Keren Ora, it could be, since the only reason why he's doing the Zrikas, he's redoing these Zrikas on the Mizbeach, is only for one purpose, to make the Shirayim. Mamela, we still look at the Zrikas on the Mizbeach was a kium kashrus of these Zrikas through the other par, and we look at the Zrikas were done through the other par, and these par, you really start, even though from the Mizbeach again, but it was only for the Matorah of Asiyas, Shirayim. Mamela, this is enough to go and have a Hechsher through all the poem together. The Keren Ora is also Mesupik. He says that even though Tosfos says that you can do the Kronos and the Tiario, it's called one set of Kobonos, one set of Zrikas, but maybe since over here, all he has to do is only to go and make a Shirayim, will be enough for him to start on Tiario, he doesn't have to start all the way from the Kronos again. But Al Kaponim, we said from the Shittim Mukubet, says, a Chiddush, that he does just one Zrika on the Mizbeach Al Tiario, even though not redoing all the Zrikas at all, and this Zrika itself is enough, just for one Matorah, one purpose, to make Shvicha Shirayim, a Chiddush Diga kind of Zrika, which we find over here, that you do a Zrika without any other Matorah, besides to go and make Shirayim. Now Tosfos asks on this man, on this Pshat in the Gemara, that if we say, this man the Omer holds that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, then L'chiria we have more than 43 Azoyas, because the Gemara says on Amud Beis, that we have to add on an extra Azoya, if we hold Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, and the Mele L'chiria there's 44, Memelo, the Chiyah is Muchach in our Gemara, this man the Omer holds, Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. Answers Tosfos, no, even though this man the Omer holds that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, but he still didn't count the Shvicha Shirayim as one of the Mahazoris, since he holds, he only counts the Hazoris, he doesn't count Shvicha Shirayim. Now, Be'emes, those Arichas earlier from the Biskirov, another Achrinim earlier in the Aflametesim Ed Aleph, that the Mechiach, that the man the Omer holds that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, it is not just a halacha, a din noisaf in the korban, that we have to do a shvicha shirayim. But the shvicha shirayim itself has a teira zrika to it. And over here, L'chirin Tosfos is mavur, that there's still a difference between the mandama, well, even according to mandama, well, shvicha shirayim is ma'akev, but there's a difference between the shirayim and the other azoyas, and therefore he only counts 43 azoyas, and he misses out the last azoya, which is b'emes a teira zrika, but it still doesn't have a teira azoya. This could be explained, like Rashi says later on, in the Afnum Beis Amed Aleph, that even according to the Madama, well, Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, but still, the Kapora of the Korban only comes through the 43 Azois, and not through the extra one of Shvicha Shirayim. Memela, even though Shvicha Shirayim does have a Torah Zrika, and those Nafkeminis, the Gabelaylo, like it was explained earlier, in the Aflamites, Al Koponim, it's still not Mamish, a real Hazoya, because the Kapora, Rashi says, only comes through the 43 Azois, and Mamela Shvicha Shirayim is counted separately and not counted as part of the 43 Azois. This could be a B or a Hezbe in our Tosfos by us in Membeis Amed Aleph. Moving further on in the Gemara, Membeis Amed Beis, the Gemara brings down the din of Ermeir, which we're discussing, and he says that he could be Mefagel, and he Chayiv Koris even on Chatzimati, and the Gemara asks, according to the man Doma, who holds that Ermeir's shita is a mefagli mechatzimati, then since koris le mechayiv at shiyikuvu kol matirov, we know that aloch is kartzoas kosher, kachartzoas posel, a And Mameila, just like Hatzoas Kosher needs to have Kovukom Matirov, so too Hatzoas Posel needs to have Kovukom Matirov. And over here, asking the Gemara, where you say this to get kasher, that over here, given the choshiv be bifnim psulo kmandeloi odi domi, Mameila later on when he's going to be do the hazois in the hichol, mayo baalma huduka odi, it's got din of mayim since the dam already became posel. Now the Rishonim over here, Rashi and Tosfos Memon Bariches, in Devar Maschil Kimodi, discusses, even though normally we know the halacha is meratzel lepiguloi, we ignore the psul pigul, the psul which is pigul is chal, we still look at the halacha of kovu kol matirov, since the avridos were done bekashris, without the psul of pigul, all the avridos have been done, and mamela, this is the halacha meratzel lepiguloi, that the avrido, which was done with the machsheves pigul, also has a ritzui enough for the halacha of Artsoas Posel. Mashenkin over here, the Gemara holds that since it's part of the same avodah, the zrika itself has chalokim, which are pigal, then the rest of the zrika is maya ba'alma hu dekaodi, and Rashi explains, zilhoche chatzi avodah, vizilhoche chatzi avodah, you can't put together the two artsoas, the artsoa of the artsoas posel and the artsoas kosher, since it has its own artsoa, memela, the rest of the azois are maya ba'alma, and how do we have a kium of kovukom matirov? Now, there's a very yesoidistic shayla in the Hilchus Pigel, which in this halacha of Kovu Kol Matirov, we know that the din of Hartzoas Posel is Mechayev to tell us that the din Pigel is Onichal only at the end, once you've ready to be Makriv and done all the Avridos, only then the Psul Pigel is going to be Chal, because we need Kovu Kol Matirov. Asks the Mishnah Lemelech and Ikles Shaila in Hilchus Psula Mikdosh in Peik Yudches Halacha Zayin. This halacha of Kovu Kol Matirov is the pshat that the halacha of Pigel, Bichlal, the whole parsha of Pigel is only going to be Chal when it's Kovu Kol Matirov, and therefore until the end of all the Avodos, the Korban is called a Korban Kosher, and the parsha of Pigel totally hasn't been Chal. And Mamela, we look at the Korban Kosher all the way till the end, and only right at the end when you be Mekayim, Ka'atzoas Posel, then the Chalois Pigel is going to be Chal, enough to passel the Korban, and enough to be Mechayiv Koris on the Korban, but up till Artsoas Posel, there's no Parsha Pigel at all, and there's no Aloche of Psul until the end of the Avridos, because Ka'atzoas Kosher, Ka'atzoas Posel. All says the Mishnah Melech, no, this Aloche which we find a few times in Zvochim, that is halacha of Artsoas Posel, that you have to have all the Kovu Kol Matirov, maybe this halacha is only for the Chiyuv Koris of Pigel. In the Chiyuv Koris, which is a Chumer Diga Chiyuv, which is a Chalois Chal in the Boso, that if you're going to be eating it, you're going to be Chayiv Koris, this Chalois Pigel is only going to be Chal by Kovu Kol Matirov. But the Machshove, if the Machshove was done at the beginning, in the Shchita Lemoshel, then the machshava is already chal, it's already nitfas in the korban, enough that the korban is called a posel korban. And even though the pigel hasn't yet been chal to be chayiv koris, but the psul of the korban, that the korban is a korban posel, is chal straight away with the avodah being done with the machshava's psul. Memela, this is a shayla of the Mishnah Melech, and he says what's being rayis. If the din of kovu kol matirov is a halacha that b'chlal, the whole parsha of pigel is not chal, and the korban is even a korban kosher all the way till the end, and only at the end is chal the psul of pigel. All says the Mishnah Berach, no, the whole psul of pigel is chal straight away, and the whole halacha of kol komatirov is only a halacha for the chivas koris, which is extra chima chal in the boso, that this psul is only going to be chal at the end to be chayv koris, but the psul of pigel is ready right at the beginning. Says B'chaim Moise in Achieze, Chilek Beisim Chav Zayin, that L'chiria our Gemara's Kasha is a Raya Mufereshes to this Shaila of the Mishnah Lemelech. This is besides, says B'chaim Moise, the Loshon of our Gemara. The Gemara over here is discussing a case where you need Kamo Chalokim, a few Chalokim for the Azoyes. The Azoyes are made up of a few parts. You do the Azoyah of Bin Abadim, later on in the Pereiches, later on in Mizbeach. And the Gemara says that the Pereiches, when you've done already the Psul, Pigel, in the Hazoyis Bifneim, in the Bein Abadim, then when it comes to the Heichol, Maya Ba'alma Hu Dekaodi. The Loshon of the Gemara is, says the Gemara, V'ha Kimin Dechoshiv Bei Bifneim, Psula, Memela, Kihoda, Mode Be'eichol, Maya Ba'alma Hu Dekaodi. The Loshon of the Gemara is, that the Machshove, which he had, the Machsheves, Machpigel Bifneim, causes a Psul, And later on, the mayim is mayim, the dam is only mayim ba'alma. So says Reb Chaim Loizer, besides the loshen of the Gemara, which is mashma lehedya, that the psula pigul is chal immediately, straight away with the machshava, even though there hasn't been yet a kovu kol matirov, but the ikke kasha of the Gemara, l'chayra, is only understood if we say that the psula pigul is already chal straight away with the machshava. Because if we would say that the psula pigul also needs the halacha of kovu kol matirov, then l'chayra, what's the nafkemina that he did the hazoyes bifnim with the machshava pigul, but nothing has been chal yet, and we continue the hazoyes as if it's a korban kosher, and only at the end there's a chalois pigul being chal of kovu kol matirov. So if we're going to say that the psul is not there right at the beginning, the whole Gemara's kasha is not understood. So the chayyur says of Chaim Loizer is muchach from this Gemara that the psul of pigul is chal straight away. And memela, the only din you need kovu kol matirov is only for the chiyuv koris. So this is the Gemara's kasha. That since the psul is already chal bifnim, later when you come to the heichal, then the psul of pigul is enough to create that the dam is only maya ba'alma, and memela asks the Gemara that in a chatzi matir, how do we ever have a kiyum din of kovu kol matirov enough that later on the chalois koreis should be able to be chal by kovu kol matirov? So this is the shayla of the Mishnah Melech, whether the psul of pigul is chal straight away, and the Chamizah's raya from our sugya that the psul of pigul is chal. Reb Chaim Loizer over there is discussing the kasha of the shoyel, and the shoyel over there wrote to Reb Chaim Loizer and suggested that maybe we can be madche, we can go and say that there's no raya from our Gemara, because Enoch Hanami, the Gemara in the kasha, held that there's a question over here, the mayi, the dam which you're going to do a zrika later on, is only mayo ba'almo, and Rabbah over here answers that the case is dalet porim with dalet tzirim, like we'll see soon. But Rava later on, which is Al-Gitz in the Gemara, the Gitz of the Shittim Mekubetzes, in Oiz Dalet is Abaya, he says later on, Rava Oma Afile Teima Bepar Echod, but Lepigulo Meratze, even in a case where you have a Chatzi Avoido, is also, you can have a Pigul, a Lepigulo Meratze, a Ritzu Lepigul. So says the Shoyl to Reb Chaim Loizer that maybe this is Be'emes, what Rava means to say, that the reason why we have a lepigulo imiratze, even on the hazoyes, which he did bifnim, with the machsheves pigul, and this is the reason why later on we do not look at the dam, like mayim ba'alma, only like water, says the shoyl, maybe the reason is, because the psul of pigul also is not yet chal all the way till the end. Like the Mishnah Melech's other tzad, and memela, the Gemara's kasha is not shver, commandaloi odi domi, because be'emes even the psul of pigul hasn't yet been chal, because lepigul emiratze, there's a ritzu all the way to the end. But Chaim Loizer is madcha and says it's not mashman, the Gemara, that this is what Rava means to answer. And also, it'll come out, there's a machlikas in this shaila itself, between Rava and Rabbah, which is not mistaba, and Chaim Loizer explains why you cannot learn the Gemara like this, because the Gemara's mashba, the pigulo imiratze of Rava, is saying that even if the psul is ready michal, the afal pikein is a ritzui on this psul, and memela, even Rava agrees that is a psul of pigul chal straight away, is mochach from our sugya, that the psul of pigul is here, right at the beginning, and the whole aloch of kovul kol matirov is only for the chivas koris. Reb Chaim Loizer points out that Tosfos at the beginning of Me'ila, Gimel Amud Beis, is mavur that Tosfos Bemis learns the shaila of the Gemara over there, beginning of Me'ila on Gimel Amud Beis, that this is gufa the shaila of the Gemara, whether the passless of Me'ila is chal straight away, and the whole aloch of kovu kol matirov is only for the koreis, or do we say that even the psul of pigul is not there until is there right at the beginning, or do we say that the psul of pigul is not there until the end? So the Be'emes says, Reb Chaim Loizer, this is a Mishnah Melech Shaila, according to a Tosfos HaKoponim, learns the Gemara, beginning of Me'ila, is the Sofik in the Gemara itself, in Me'ila Gimel Amud Beis. But L'chayr, our Gemara is Mavua, the Maskon, this Sugya is Mavua, Bein in the Makshin, and Bein in the Tarzan, like this Tzad of the Mishnah Melech, that the Psul of Pigul is Chal straight away, and the only din of Kovu Kol Matirov is for the Chalois of Koris in the Boso. The Stipel and Kilis Yaakov in Zvochim, Simon Chav Gimel or Istalit is also Mayrich to bring other eyes to this side of the Mishnah Melech that the Psul of Pigul is already Chal straight away and the Mela like it's also Mavur in our Gemara. Now the Emes in the Ike Kasha of the Gemara, which the Gemara asks by us, Valkim de Choshebe Bifnim Psula, Kmandeloi Odi Domi, and later on when he does the Azoyas in the Heichol, it's only Maya Baalma who the Kodi. The Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Aleph, he points out that the Loshen of our Gemara Lechir is a Shverei Loshen, and he even takes out the Gizr, because the Gemara by us says a Loshen that since he did the Machshav, the Pigel, the Hazoyis Bifnim with the Machshav Epsula, then command the Loi Odi Domi. It is as if he didn't do any Zrikas inside the Bein Abadim, inside the Periches, inside the Beis HaMikdosh, and later on when he continues later on, either the Periches or the Mizbeach, command the Maya Ba'alma Hudaka Odi. It says the Shita Mekubetzes that L'chira, these words are superfluous. This is not the point, Bichlal. The Nakuda of the Gemara is not to say that the Hazoyas which were done with a Machshevesh Pigel or command the Loi Odi Domi as if they haven't been done, even if we're going to say that those Hazoyas are Beseda, these are Hazoyas, we can look at those Hazoyas which were done with Machshevesh Pigel, that there's Alocha Meratzel Epiguli on them, and they were a kosher Ezrika for enough for Atzoras Puzzle. But the Iker point of the Gemara's question is that since those Zrikas Lemaisa are now possible because there's a Machshevesh Pigel, Memela from now on, whatever is going to be Zurich later on in the Pereches and in the Mizbeach, it's going to be Kamaya Balma, Maya Balma Udekodi, since there's already a Psul in the Zrika of this Korban. Memela, we do not need the fact that the first Zrikas which were done on Machshevesh Pigel are command the Loi Odi Domi, or as if they haven't been done at all, and as if he didn't do any Zrika. L'chaira, even if it is called I did a Zrika, but the Iker point is that later on, the Hazoyis, which is going to do further, are going to be Kamaya Ba'alma Hudaka Odi. Mamela says the Shita, you have to be good in the Gemara, V'ha Kivin D'choshev Bei Bifnim Psula, and you miss out the words, Kamandele Odi Domi, and the Iker Kasha is, that Ki Hodi Modi Beichol, Maya Ba'alma Hudaka Odi, and these words of Kamandele Odi Domi are not necessary, and he takes them out from the Gizr in the Gemara. And Be'emes the Gemara later on in Menoches, which is a similar sugi in Daftar Zayin to our sugi by us, over there Be'emes the Gemara doesn't have these words of Kamandaloi Odi Domi. But says the Shittim HaKobetzes that in the Sforim Yishonim, in the old Sforim Be'emes it did say this Girsa, like it says in our Gemara Lefoneinu, that the Loshen is Kamandaloi Odi Domi, which will sound like the Gemara's Ike question is that the Psulo Pigel creates a matzav where we look at the original Hazoyas Bifnim as if they haven't yet been done. And this is what the Gemara's question is, that the later on the Hazoyas have a problem that command the Maya Ba'alma Hudaka Odi. And this is L'chaira the question, that L'chaira the Iker point of the Gemara is not because the original Hazoyas are command the Odi, but the Iker Nukuda is that there's a Psul already in Binchal. Reb Chaim, it's printed in Reb Chaim in stencil al Hashas in Menoches Tavte Zayin. He explains this Girsa in the Gemara which we have, Kamandaloi Odi Domi, in a new oifen to explain the whole machlokes over here between Rava and Rabba Yisoidistiga Mahalach in our Gemara, a new mechudishtiga way of understanding the Shaklevitaria in our Sugya. Explains Reb Chaim that Be'emes, later on we see that Rava holds that the teretz to the Gemara's kasha is that you have a halacha of miratzel epiguloi. So you see that Rava holds that even in a case where it's only a chatzi avoido, even only part of the avoido was done by Machshevesh Pigel, after Pikein Rava holds, you have a halacha of miratzel epiguloi. Memela L'chiriel come out of what happened to Rabbi, what was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Makshin thinking? The Makshin held, like the Rishonim explained, that in a chatzi avoido, in a case where you only have pigel on half of the avoido, there's no halacha miratzel epiguloi. And this is the shaklevitai of the Gemara between Rava and Rabbi. They explain Reb Chaim that Be'emes one could say not like this, and say that even the Makshin and Rabbi agree to Rava's svara later on, that there's halacha miratzel epiguloi, and even in a case where you're only mefagel in half of the avoido, there's also halacha miratzel epiguloi. And this wasn't the Iker Kasha of the Makshin. The reason why the Makshin held as a problem over here to continue on and the rest of the Azrikas or Kamaya Ba'alma Hudaka Odi is because over here we're discussing the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. And in the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, besides the Halacha, that we have to have all the Mem Gimel Azoyas for the Hechsha HaKorban and for Avidas HaYoim, there's a Halacha in the Gemara Yuma, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, that there's a certain order and a certain Seder which is also ma'akev in the korbanos, which way the hazoyas and which way the akrovas at korbanos are done. And the Gemara over there says, we learn out from the pasuk of chukah, that if hiktim meisele chaveri, if someone's gonna do the avodos of Yom Kippur and not the right seder, loy osav loy klum, this is the halacha in the case where you do the avodos bifnim al koponim, according to the Gemara over there in Yuma and Samach Hamad Aleph, the avodos of the hazuris, if someone's gonna do the hazuris of the soy, before the avodos of the par, then the halacha is the hazoris are not kosher because hiktim meisel achaveri loy also v'loy klum. There's a very clear seder in how you have to do the avodos and one after the other. And if you do it not in the right order, the halacha there's a psul because there's halacha of chukah, which is the seder ma'akiv in the kabbonos of Yom Kippurim. Memele explains the b'chaim that one can now understand the gemara's kasha in a whole different way. That enechon nami. Mitzad halacha, mitzad dine zrika, one can say that since the hazoyes have halacha of miratze lepiguloi, memele, even the continuation has also halacha of miratze lepiguloi enough to say that this is called the artzoas posel, that is called that he's doing a zrikas adam. But the Gemara's kasha is that since there's halacha of hikte meisel achaveri, there's a seder, memele, in a case where he was mechashe v'machsheves pigul on the hazoyes bifnim, then these hazoyes now became posel, and okeilu, you haven't done them at all. And later on, when he continues on with the hazoyes in the heichol, then these hazoyes in the heichol are mayo ba'alma, because now it's called that he's doing the hazoyes in the heichol before he did the hazoyes bifnim in the bein abadim. And he's now changed the seder, and he's done hazoyes one before the other. He's been a hiktim, ma'isel ha'chaveri, which is le'osav v'le klum. Memela, this is Gemara's kasha. That since whatever he's done, the hazoyes bifnim, he had the machsheves pigul on, and he became posel. Memela enochonami. Mitzad the etzem zrike itself. There's halacha miratze lepiguloi, which helps us for the ritzui of the avodah. And memela anything which will continue on will say that this hazoya are called atzoas posel. But since, because of this psul which is michal, there's another problem that now later on he's going to be called a hiktim. He's called that he's doing the avodah shaloike seder. Memela on this extra psul, there's no ritzui. The ritzui is only on the avodah, on any pasles mitzad the gufo avodah, the etzem avodah itself. But any other side problem which is going to come out because of this psul pigul, the moshel this problem that later on is called a hiktim, and this psul holds the gemara in the makshin, that there's no halacha miratze lepiguloi. And Memela says the Gemara very meduyak in our lashon of the Gemara, that hani hazoyes kivin the choshev bifnim psulo, since the psul chal on the avodos which he done bifnim, kemandeloi odi domi. It's keilu, he didn't do this hazoyes at all. And later on, ki hodi modi beheichol, mayo ba'alma udeka odi, because he's doing the avodah of the hazoya beheichol in the right order, because he's keilu, he's doing the avodah of a hazoya in heichol before the hazoya is in bein abadim bifnim. Memela, this is ikke question of the Gemara, is taka like it says in our Gemara, command le odi domi, because the Gemara is asking, it's had the new problem of hiktim maisel achaviri, loy osav loy klum. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Gemara and says Reb Chaim, according to this, will come out that Rova later on who answers as Meratze lepiguloi. Rova's svara is that the svara of Meratze, the Arzo as possible, is not just for any problem in the Guf Azrika itself, but also any other problem, which is Noivea, which comes out the consequence that there's another problem of Hikte Maisel Achaviri, there's also Ritzui being chal on this problem, since everything is because of the Machsheves Pigul, and Machsheves Pigul itself has a halacha miratze lepiguloi. Memela, the Yisoida Machlokes between the Makshin and Rabbe and the Rova later on in the Gemara is how to understand this halacha miratze lepiguloi, which we know is chal by the Machsheves Psul of Pigul. Do we say this Ritzui only works legabe the Ike Psul of Pigul itself? And Memela later on in the Hazoyes would say that this is not a problem because there's a Meratze lepiguloi, but any other side problem which is Noivea, which comes out because of this Machsheves Pigul, on that there's not going to be a locha of Meratze lepiguloi. Masheki Rova holds that anything which was caused because of the Machshava of Pigul also has a locha of Meratze lepiguloi, and Memela there's a tzoras posel even for any other psul, the moshul in Yom Kippur, the psul of hiktim maisel achaveri, that over here he's not called the leos of leiklum because he have a halacha miratze lepiguloi, and this is the shakel of our Gemara. A new Mahalach, Reb Chaim explains, according to this Girsa in the Gemara of Commander Le Odi Domi. Now Reb Chaim adds on, that according to this Mahalach that we say that Rabbi, the Ikka Kash of the Gemara was, that there's a problem of Hikti Maisa Lechaveri, Memele will come out, when Rabbi answers, that we're talking about a case where he shechted Dalet Porim, the Dalet Sirim, Lechaveri, if the Ikka problem of the Gemara is not for the continuation of doing the other Hazoyas further on, but the problem is that even if he continues on Bekashris, there's a problem because the Seder is not Kedin, because the Hazoyas which were done Befnim is Commander Loyodi Domi, then we have to say Bal Kolchoch, that where Rabbi means to say that he brings a new power for the next set of Hazoyas, he does not mean to say, like Rashi says, Mefurish by us, that he continues on where he's holding the Moshel, he was Mefagel in the Hazoyas of Bin Abadim, now he brings a new power, and he does the Hazoyas Bifnim, by the Periches, and he only starts on the Periches. Says Reb Chaim, according to this Pshat in the Gemara, we have to explain that Rabbi means to say that he brings a new power, and this power which he brings, he starts all the way again from the beginning. He brings this new power, and he does again the Hazoyas Bein Abadim, and only later on he continues on to the Periches, and this way he has a halacha of he has no problem of Hikti Maisel Chaveri, because Be'emes he started all the way again from the beginning. And so too later on, when he does another power, he also, everyone, he's always starting again, all the way from the beginning, and also from the power onto the soy, also, he also has to be maschil, all the way from the beginning. And Ibchaim's masbe bariches, the hichatimtze, how he's going to be doing all these hazoyas in order to have a case where he's no problem of hiktim maisele chaveri. Mamele, even though Rashi explains that the Dalet Poyim, you start each set again, you go, once you did the machshove bifnim, then the next power, you only start from the Bina, from the Periches, and you don't start all the way from the beginning. But says Reb Chaim, if the Gemara's Kasha is, Hikti Maisel Chaveri, Bal Kochoch, you're gonna have to start all the way from the beginning on every single power. Now, Be'emes, Reb Chaim's Mahalach in the Gemara, we find already a Remez, a Mahalach like this, in the Shittim Ukubetzes, in Menoches, Tezain, Omed Beis, in Ashmotes, he also asks this question on the Gemara, that L'chir, besides the problem of our Tzua's Posel, L'chir in Yom Kippur, we have a new problem of Hikti Maisel Chaveri, that the order and the Seder on the Korbanos and the Hazoyas are not going to be done Ka'alocha, and he also says that we will be able to say that Rabbi holds that the Dalet Purim, this is the, you start all the way again from the beginning, and you have a case of our Tzua's Kosher, because the Hazoyas were started all the way again from the beginning. But in the Maisa, the Shitta doesn't learn that this is good for the Machlokes in the Gemara. He just asks it, Beturias Kasha, and he says that according to this Kasha, we would have to say that Rabbi is starting again from the beginning, and not like Rashi who says, you only start from the Periches. But the Ikka Kasha of the Gemara, the Shitta Mukbetzis is already Ma'ura, he already asks, that L'chir, we have a case of Hiktim, and the way Reb Chaim explains, this is good for the Gemara's Kasha, that the commander Odi Domi, like the Lashon of our Gemara, that the main problem is that the Hazoyas haven't yet been done, and Memela, this makes a problem in the continuation, because the continuation is not going to be Keseda, which is mentioned in the Gemara Yuma, Samech Omed Aleph. One more point in this Gemara, the Briskerov said over from the dying of Brisk, Ibsim Chazelig Riga, that Ibsim Chazelig explained the Gemara by us, who says, in the Makshin and Rabbi, they hold there's no halacha miratzel lepiguloi, and the Rishonim of here explain, because even though normally by avoida you have a miratzel lepiguloi, by a chatzi avoida you don't have a miratzel lepiguloi, or other svaris like Tosis explains the Mamaschel Kimodi, says the Pesim Chazelig that l'chir, one could say another mahalach, why the Rabbi and the Makshin they held there's no halacha miratzel lepiguloi over here, because says the Pesim Chazelig it's mistabe to say that this halacha miratzel lepiguloi is not stama halacha said in the parsha of Pigul. The yisoy that din miratzel lepiguloi is bonui, is built on the svara which we find earlier in the Gemara in Chav Zayin Amud Beis, that any zrikas psul done onto the mizbeach, there's a halacha of kaltei mizbeach, there's a halacha of kiddush mizbeach, which is mekadish the dam, enough to make all loyerdu, and memela this halacha of kaltei mizbeach, says Ibsim Chazele, causes also that there's a halacha miratzel lepiguloi, that there is somewhat a ritzui taking place, memela, because of this halacha of kiddush mizbeach, and this is a halacha miratzel lepiguloi, which we find always by all the avodos, and even a normal avodah zrika has a miratzel lepiguloi because of the halacha of kaltei mizbeach, because there's somewhat a haratzor going on through the Kiddush Mizbeach on the dam. Memeila says a Psimchas Eli, according to this, it's very well understood why Rabbi holds that by us on Yom Kippur, where he's doing Azoyas on the Bin Abadim, and no Pereiches, which is no Sheiches, to Kiddush Mizbeach, there's no Mizbeach over here. Memeila, in this case, there'll be no Alocha, Meyatzele Piguloi, and this is why Rabbi asks, that at Bishleim normally, normal Zrikas which are done on the Mizbeach, then we understand there's Meyatzele Piguloi, because of the Alocha of Kiddush Mizbeach. Masha'in Kein over here, the Azoyas are done on the Pereiches and the Bin Abadim, where there's no Kiddush Mizbeach, how do we have Alocha Meyatzel Piguloi? And Mamela later on, Lechoyer, he's Maya Baalmu who took Odi since there's no Ritzu at all. This is what the Biskirov said over for Ibsim Chazelik. But the Biskirov asked that Lechoyer in the Mahalach of the Gemara, Lechoyer, is schwer to say that this is Rabbi's Havona, this is what Rabbi's question was. Because we see in the Teretz of Rabbi, that Rabbi answers, we're talking about a case where he brought Dalet Porim and Dalet Seirim. Now, according to the Cheshbon of Ibsim Chazelik, Lechoyer, there's no need for him to go and bring four Purim, because two of the Purim, Lechoyer, have a Miratze Lepiguloi, the Mizbeach, the Zrikas which he does on the Mizbeach, and the Zrikas which he does on the Tiarish on Mizbeach, Lechoyer, these Zrikas, or Al Koponim, they have a loch of Miratze Lepiguloi, since they have a loch of Kiddush Mizbeach. And as Ibsim Chazelik explained, the whole kasha of the Gemara was only on the zrikas which are done in the Pereiches and the Bein Abadim, since there's no Kiddush Mizbeach over there. Memeila, Rabbi should have answered that's enough of Gimel Purim or even two Purim. Memeila, why does the Gemara answer Dalet Purim? Will sound like the Gemara holds that there's a problem of Ritzu Lepiguloi on all the Hazoyes, even on the Hazoyes which are done on the Mizbeach, which do have a halacha of Kiddush Mizbeach. And also, the Biskirov points out that according to Ibsim Chazelik's Cheshbon will come out that Rover, who later on says there is a halacha miyatze lepiguloi, he bal kocher is going to be choylek, and he holds that the halacha miyatze lepiguloi is no sheiches to Kiddush Mizbeach. And this is a halacha mitzad the parsha of Pigul itself. Memeila, just like we see that anyway that Rover holds as like this, that the halacha of Atzoas Posel and the halacha miyatze lepiguloi does not need a Kiddush Mizbeach, and even Bein Abadim and the Pereiches can also have a halacha or miratze lepiguloi. Memeila is mistab, but the rabbi doesn't disagree with the Rava on this point. And the whole machlekes is like the Yoshonim explained, there's another problem since it's only a chatzi avoido. Masha'in Kein, this muchach says a biskirov in our sugya that the halacha miratze lepiguloi is not because there's a somewhat of a ritzor going on the mizbeach mitzad halacha of kiddush mizbeach. So this is a chiddush which Ibsim Chazelik said in the Gemara, in the Makshin and Rabbah, that the Halacha Miratze Lepiguloi is working with the Klal of Kalti Mizbeach, of Kiddush Mizbeach, and the Biskirov disagrees, and he holds even according to Rabbah, the Halacha of the Gemara is not because of Kiddush Mizbeach. There's a new din, the Arzoas Posel, the Machshava of Pigul itself, has a din of Miratze Lepiguloi. This is the Shakil V'Tayer in our Gemara, Membeis Omedbeis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.